Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Traber. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rene Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Oswaldo Peraza. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Luis Polonia. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Todd Burns. And now, play ball. Joe Orsilac is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Orsilac strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tettleton hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Traber hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McGuire strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Parker moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Parker scores. Lansford moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, Athletics, 1. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard bunts towards the mound. Peraza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lansford scores. Steinbach moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polonia is 0-for-1 in the game. Polonia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. Hubbard moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsolak is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsolak hits a line drive towards first. McGuire catches it and steps on first to double up Ripken. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up beyond first. Murray can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to third. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hubbard moves to third. Weiss moves to second. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Polonia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Polonia hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hubbard scores. Weiss moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiss tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Orsilak is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsilak hits a fly ball into left field. Polonia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Sisk now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first, with Sisk covering, for the out. 1 out. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a line drive beyond second. Hubbard can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Greg Kitterett now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheets strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Traber is 0-for-2 in the game. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbard strikes out. 1 out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiss for the out. 2 outs. Luis Polonia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Polonia is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Polonia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Orsulac is 0-for-3 in the game. Orsulac takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gonzalez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinneret fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Traber is 0 for 3 in the game. Traber strikes out. 1 out. Rene Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Orsulac is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Orsulac takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.